Take off your jacket, because it's time to get deep under the covers with a loose read.
Karen, good morning.
Good morning.
Good segue.
Yeah, beautiful.
Someone texted in before saying, and we were just having a laugh, I meant to say to that guy about how that was one of the first, that Convoy song was one of the first adult songs they ever liked.
I love that.
So now this music we're going to play with for later on, that's one of the first adult sort of TV shows I like.
Yeah,
Karen, let's get straight into the book.
The book
is called Mars by 1980.
Mars by 1980, the story of electronic music by David Stubbs.
Ooh!
And it's actually one of the best music books I've read all year.
I love your taste in music books.
Oh, thanks, man.
So tell us why.
Oh, it's so good. It's okay, so the title, Mars by 1980, comes from the author doing some research, and he read an old copy of Sun newspaper, and there was a clipping that said, you know, by the year 1980 we will have reached Mars.
I love that, eh?
And it's so what this book, it ties in because it's a deep dive into technology and invention and experimentation and how that has kind of shaped the history of music.
We're lucky, aren't we, to have be part of the electronic music generations.
It's pretty amazing, and it just charts how something that's kind of quite out there and experimental and avant-garde actually filtered through into the mainstream, you know, like pop music. And so what he does is propels us straight into sonic space, and it just looks at how the developments in technology have shaped music over the years.
And it's, I just think electronic music's so interesting because it's, you know, like, for example, I went to see, Nine Inch Nails.
Yeah,
first time I saw
Nine Inch Nails
play, I remember standing there going, this is one of the most emotional things I've ever seen.
But it's made by machines.
Yeah, and it's all machines and intense, you know.
Totally.
And it was amazing. And I had a little epiphany.
Yeah.
And I love those, I love finding out this and feeling those sort of things about music. And you know, like, what about something like Visage, Fade to Grey,
totally,
or something like that, or 10cc, even,
totally,
you know, those old, that really early
mucking
electronic
around
stuff.
With electronics.
Wow.
Another one that I really love is the duo Suicide, who are basically just two guys, electronics and voice, but kind of a heavy rock band with no guitars.
Yeah,
just doing it with machines and going.
Look what I found! This new thing that someone's invented. Wonder what I can do with that. Same way that people did it with the guitar, you know.
Yep, that's right.
You listen to Jimi Hendrix play his electric guitar, you get it can be quite complacent listening to that now. But then, if you imagine being back in the day,
so extreme.
Standing next to him, going, "What has he done to it? Wow, that's mental!" You know.
Kind of space-fried blues.
Yeah, so tell us a bit more.
So it's divided into four parts. So one is a prehistory, and he kind of goes back and looks at early composers, people like Stockhausen, and the futurist era Italy, and then the kind of tape loop experimental guys in New York, like Terry Riley and John Cage. And then part two is amazing black musicians like Sun Ra, who, you know, claimed that he came from Saturn and played this really otherworldly
music. Confident that he came from Saturn, eh?
Insistent. And
I wonder how you could prove that or not. I think that local artist Astaire, I think she's from somewhere else. She's got something going on with her music that's quite out of this world in an amazing way.
In the chapter about Sun Ra, it's actually got, I think it's his sister or his cousin saying, well, I know that he wasn't actually from Saturn because I saw him being born through the keyhole. I was like, watching him.
That's still not proof, I don't think. You know.
I know, it's just hearsay. And then you've got Stevie Wonder, and then there's this great kind of moment of women pioneers like Delia Derbyshire, from the BBC Radio
Workshop. Yeah, right. Okay, cool. That's,
and Daphne Oram. And part three is duos. So you've got Suicide, who we just mentioned, and Pet Shop Boys. And then part four kind of goes into ambient music like Brian Eno and Aphex Twin and Skrillex, and kind of merges off.
I tell you what I listened to in the weekend was that new Rian Sheehan track.
That
is the shit. This is so good. It's such a good track. I'm going to play that after this segment.
Great.
Once we play the track you want.
Yeah. But every single page on this book has an amazing, fascinating fact and insight. And it's not a boring completist kind of encyclopedia techie account. It's just, I love the way he writes about music. It's really kind of thrilling and engaging and exciting.
What's his history? What's it?
So he used to be a journalist for the Melody Maker back in the day, but he's also written for the Wire magazine.
And all the good ones. Yep.
He wrote, I really liked his book before this, which was called Future Days, and it was a history of krautrock and modernist Germany. So
have we done, do that?
I feel like I have spoken about that.
I think maybe you did.
I feel like I have. It's really well researched, got heaps of interviews. And every page you'll just be like, oh, I want to go listen to that. You know, like there's just
excellent.
So much in here.
Excellent.
And at the end, he's got a timeline of facts. It's a timeline of technology, and it starts from 1876 and goes through to 1999,
wow.
which are kind of key developments in technology.
Wow.
And then
wow.
there's a recommended playlist as well, which is really cool.
Full cream milk in that
book. Cream milk.
It's two full
no skim,
glasses.
No skim.
No, that's yeah. yum. All right, so so Mars by 1980.
Mars
the
by
story 1980. Of electronic music by David Stubbs.
Yep, that's the
fantastic.
One.
Fantastic. And you wanted to play his track
so
to celebrate said book.
This track is a visionary piece of electronic music, largely
totally.
Created by Delia Derbyshire at the BBC Radiophonic Workshop. And I get goosebumps every time I hear it. It's so iconic. And it's amazing to think that this experimental kind of piece was just created from an organ, stock recording of a plucked string, a melodica, and edited excerpts of white noise.
Are you serious?
Yeah, and it was all done, basically, you know, it's all analog, basically. So pre-computers, painstakingly done. Delia Derbyshire is... She basically didn't get any royalties from it or kind of a co-credit because a guy named Rob Ganger was the composer and he gave it to the BBC Radiophonic Workshop to kind of put together. She kind of did everything, but the BBC wanted all their people to be anonymous so they could actually experiment and do whatever they wanted.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
it meant she didn't
really I've read that before,
get the recognition, but it's an amazing piece. It's the Doctor Who theme.
Thanks, Kieran.
Thank you.
So good.
Was Loose Reads.